Miles, I want to ask you about the flight of this plane. Why was a passenger plane flying over a war zone, a place where militants had access to surface-to-air missiles?
It's a simple answer, I think, Judy. It's just a commercial decision which trumped a common-sense safety decision. Now, the truth be told, that technically this aircraft was flying in free airspace above the so-called lid of the war zone. Up to 32,000 feet was a no-fly zone. They were at 33,000 feet. But as a pilot, I can tell you, I always like to have an out. And when you're flying with only 1,000 feet of margin, if you have something that requires you to descend rapidly, a decompression, an engine loss, or whatever, in short order, you're going to be right in the middle of a no-fly zone. Best-case scenario, you're going to end up having to land, do an emergency landing inside contested territory. So for a carrier to fly over these zones with such little margin for error raises a lot of questions, which I'm sure these families would like to have answered. I looked at the flight paths of some other airlines. It wasn't just Malaysia that went through there on a routine basis. But if you look at what Air France has done recently, what British Airways has done recently, they have scrupulously avoided Ukraine airspace for some time now. And that is the prudent thing to do.